Okay, folks, my name's Carl Monaghan. This is Friday. Actually, it's Thursday evening, but for you, it's Friday. I'm pre-recording this because I have a busy clinic schedule tomorrow. But my name's Carl. This is your Friday. This is a Friday takeaway. Snippets and tips, hints and suggestions for you to navigate your recovery a little bit more successfully. Things I've found helpful with my patients, clinical evidence, clinical reasoning, and building on a theme that I've been doing now for the last handful of weeks. So if this is the first episode you're checking, obviously go back and look at all the rest of the episodes. But this theme now I've been building over the past four or five sessions, I think it is now, is around discipline, around attitude, around your self-care, about starting the day off on the right foot, about making changes for habits, increasing good positive behaviors. Today's title, Check Yourself Before You Wreck Yourself, is an Ice Cube song from I think 1994. Love Ice Cube. By the way, this has nothing to do with the rapper, or any of the content of the lyrics, but it's really pertinent in terms of what we can do to ourselves that just isn't helpful. So I'm going to give you an example of a patient I'm seeing at the moment. I'm not mentioning any names or any content of their case, but I wonder how familiar this might feel to you. Last week, I spoke about what your intention is. And when you're doing your movements or your exercises or any of your self-care, what is your intention and how are you talking to yourself? What is your message to yourself? This is a waste of time. I don't see any point in doing this. I'm never going to get over this. How much is that helping you? So I'm going to just build on that a little bit today, add a little bit more context to that. Give you an example. And the patients I'm going to talk about is an amalgamation of a number of patients put together to form this imaginary patient, but it's something I come across so often, so commonly. Already this week, I think I have seen, I don't know, half a dozen patients that have probably said the same thing, had a number of phone calls. That's my phone down there, in case you're wondering why I'm looking down there. That I've had the same conversation with again as well. So here it is. It's about blame and shame and guilt, about something that's happened in the past, something that contributed or perhaps even caused, there's never one single cause. That's the reason why I put it in inverted commas. Sorry, if you're listening to this on audio, I just did inverted commas under the word cause. There's never one single cause. It is multiple, multifactorial. There are multiple reasons why your symptoms began and probably why they're continuing as well. But let's say something happened in your past that maybe you're a little bit ashamed of. Perhaps you wish that you hadn't have happened in the way it did. And that there's a belief that it is causing your symptoms now. How you respond to that event in the past will really dictate how you feel now. How much do you beat yourself up about that? How much do you regret and wish that you could have done something different? And then how do you refer to yourself? What language do you use when you refer to yourself? Are you calling yourself this or that? Because again, the example I gave in my last call before I did this was, how would your partner or brother or sister or family member feel if you spoke to them like that repeatedly through the day? You're just an idiot. You're such an idiot. You should know better. I can't believe you've done this. How stupid are you? Right? Imagine that going on all the time at someone else. It's not going to help. And I get, right? Whatever happened in the past, you're probably not proud of for whatever reason. But I really, really, really encourage you to let it go because it's not helping you. In my pelvic pain condition, I had something called epididymorchitis. I had a massive infection in my right testicle, not provoked by sexual activity, but provoked by the lifestyle I was leading at the time. I've lost a body part, a quite a considerate body part. We have two testicles for good reasons. I lost a body part due to the way I was behaving at that time. And I was able to let it go. I mean, I had to let it go. If I wanted a relationship, if I wanted to get back on with life, if I wanted to have a family and children, of which I do now, two beautiful boys, 7 and 4, and an incredibly supportive wife, I had to let what happened go. Because the longer I held on to it, the more I suffered, pain-wise, emotionally, spiritually, mentally, socially, and the more everyone else around me suffered. So I didn't want to be that person anymore. I wanted to be someone different. I wanted a future. I wanted to see hope. And so I had to let go of whatever happened in the past and how I had then disfigured and damaged my body. If I hadn't let that go, I wouldn't be the person I am now. That was 20 years ago now. And yeah, it took a while. It took longer than I would like it to have taken. But in letting it go, I have changed my attitude and I've moved forward with my life. The thing that is holding you back, possibly around the way you feel about something that happened, can be viewed differently. I don't mean just go, okay, I'll forgive you and let's get on with life, because it's probably not going to happen like that. If you've been beating yourself up over weeks and months, maybe longer, if you've been beating yourself up, then you're not going to be able to drop that attitude. You're not going to be able to change that overnight. All right. That is something that has probably become a little bit ingrained. Maybe the way you look at yourself in the mirror, maybe the way you compare yourself to other people. More on this in future podcasts. But if you look at someone else and you think they've got a better life than you, and you don't have any clue about that person, but you're beating yourself up inside, you assume that they've got an amazing life. You assume they've got it all together. You assume they've got it all going on. And so, therefore, you beat yourself up even more. You put yourself down even more. I've spoken about the inner critic before, and this is definitely featuring in this conversation here right now. We can't change the past. Nothing is ever going to allow us to go back in time. All right, this isn't Back to the Future. We don't have a DeLorean or a flux capacitor. We can't return back in time. I'm really showing my age here, aren't I? I'm referring to films definitely from my era and films definitely, sorry, music and film from my era. But in learning to forgive yourself, in learning to love yourself again, be compassionate, be caring, be supportive of yourself, you can really make a big difference. You can start to change where you are, how you feel about yourself, and even the concept of a future for you. Because probably a future feels dark, desperate, low, without connections, without family, friends, children, whatever that might be for you. It probably feels quite desperate and really quite depressing. If you can turn yourself around and start to look at yourself in a different way and start to forgive whatever happened and your relationship with why you feel that happened and how you feel about yourself, wow. That is gold. That's game changing. It genuinely is, because it's the symptoms you're experiencing are not just muscular. All right. The way that your mood is, the way that you feel will also be contributing to this as well. Doesn't mean it's in your head. I'm not saying that for any second. I'm not notioning in that direction. But if we can take on board this whole process, including how we feel, including how we respond, including how we treat ourselves, things will be different for you. It doesn't mean your symptoms will go overnight. There's a lot more work to be done here. But by forgiving yourself, accepting what's happened, Because you can't change it. Accepting what's happened, and if that feels really, really terrible, awful, the worst thing ever, okay, fine. But you can only move on from this. Sometimes we need to hit rock bottom before we go, I can't do this anymore. And I want to live, I want to have a life. And so I'm going to take steps towards it. It's called self-compassion. Take a look at mindful-based self-compassion or mindfulness self-compassion, metta meditation. Start working with someone who you trust and you feel comfortable and safe with, someone who understands what you're going through, someone who can help you change the way you feel about yourself, about your attitude towards whatever happened, someone who can help guide you and steer you in this process of forgiveness and acceptance. And acceptance doesn't mean resigning yourself to living life in hell at all. Acceptance is, all right, as awful as this is what is happening. You're paying attention to, you're being aware of how awful things are. It's really empowering. It's hard. It's man, is it hard, which is why it helps to do this with a healthcare professional. But don't check yourself before you wreck yourself. Sorry. Check yourself before you wreck yourself. Don't ruin your chances of recovery. Give yourself the best possible chance. All right. This is my Friday takeaway. This is a look at yourself. This is a deep, deep look inside you. This is about being honest. This is about recognizing that this isn't helping. This is about acknowledging that there is another way. This is about learning to accept what's happened and moving forwards and taking a step in the right direction. This is not about beating yourself up over and over and over and over and over and over and over again, repeatedly through the daytime. Wow, I've been there. It's hard. I feel for you. I genuinely do. Please, 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 please do something a little bit different today. Take a look at what I'm saying and how things might feel for you if you're a little bit nicer to yourself and you can just go, as awful as what has happened, and I can't change it, but I want to change for the better. I want to have a future because I can't keep on living like this. This is a Friday takeaway. My name's Carl Monahan. Check yourself before you wreck yourself.